Anita Davis is a locality manager for SightLife. Anita told me about her experience during lockdown, beginning with how she copes with social distancing.
It is difficult. It's difficult on a couple of levels, really. One, because I have very poor judgment perception, so I can't tell how far something or someone is away from me. I can't even work out, you know, whether I'm 2 meters or 2 feet, or, you know. So that's one worry. And that creates an anxiety as well, because I might have one particular view, or I'm not too worried about somebody comes too close to me. My biggest worry is that I don't know how the person that is approaching me or near me is going to feel about me going too close to them. For me, it's this whole negativity about somebody maybe shouting at me. It's that worry that if I get too close to somebody, because I can't tell that they're there, that because of however they might be feeling, they're going to be aggressive or shout at me or negative in some way, because they're not understanding, even if I've got a cane with me, that I have no control over what I'm doing. And of course, the environment is just so visual as well. You know, the lines and the arrows and the whatever. I'm completely oblivious to them. I don't even know that they exist. And that, at the moment, gives me a bit of concern about actually just the whole idea of having to travel back on public transport to work or to go into the shops. My daughter, she just had her birthday. She wants to go and buy new clothes. But the whole idea of going to buy clothes and not really knowing where you're now allowed to walk or the direction you're allowed to walk in, because it's such a visual thing. I seriously need to do some some work on that one. I haven't gone to many places on my own. The only place I go to on my own is my local shop. It's a small corner shop and the staff are used to me there. But I haven't actually gone outside of my local street area without somebody being with me. For the occasions where I have been with somebody else, they've had to say to me, "Oh, stay there, sis," or "Ma'am, don't move because somebody's trying to get past you," or whatever, because I have no awareness about people being around me. So I just find that really hard. So even when I go with other people, I now take my cane. I very rarely used my cane before. I now kind of don't go without it. And that's really my little thing to sort of say to people, look, I don't see very well, so you really need to move around me, or you need to be aware of the fact that I don't do that. The other thing I'm doing is to try and prepare by looking at, you know, what is new about that. What do I need to know about that area? So for me, it's about finding out information about where I'm going. If I have to go back to using the train or bus, I'm going to research what I need to know before I do that. If that makes my life less stressful and allows me to go out and do what I need to do and allows me to respond in the way that I feel is appropriate for me. I've also prepared questions or things that I feel I need to be able to use or say to people, especially if somebody does challenge me. So if I come across a negative experience, then I've kind of prepared myself mentally and emotionally for what I need to maybe say to somebody about helping them understand what my needs are, and without getting kind of upset about that, and actually trying to do that in a positive way without getting into a negative argument. There's a lot of people who are stressed. A lot of people are feeling all this negativity. So which is why I want to be able to respond to people without getting involved in all of that negativity. I mean, it's so easy to say, well, I'm blind. What do you think I'm carrying this around for, like a fashion accessory? So easy to respond like that, but it's not really going to help, is it? So just by, you know, trying to say to somebody in a more kind of way, well, you know, I don't see very well, which is why I have my cane. If you would like to assist or tell me where the back of the queue is, then I would happily join the queue. But, you know, as it is, I don't know where the queue is. I don't know the layout of the area, and I need some help and support to do that. So you can either do that for me and be helpful, or you can just be rude to me as you are at the moment, or, you know, whatever it is that I feel I might need to say at that point in time. But it's one of those things, you know, when something happens to you and afterwards you go, oh, I wish I said this, I wish I said that. It's like one of those things, isn't it? And you didn't say it and you feel frustrated that you didn't say it. just the other thing I wanted to add to that is that, you know, I don't really want to go somewhere with already with the mindset that something unpleasant's going to happen to me, because I know this has happened to a number of my friends. But I don't want to go out with that mindset of like, oh, well, I'm going to go to the local market today and people are going to be unpleasant to me. I want to be able to go out with the mindset of like, I'm going to go to the market today and I'm going to have a really positive experience. But I also want this little bag of tools that I can use in case, for whatever reason, that doesn't happen.
How has your world turned upside down during lockdown?
I've been okay with the being at home. I'm fortunate in that I have a garden. I have my daughter with me and my son was living away at his uni digs. He's now home, which is wonderful. But I've had things to occupy me. I think the biggest thing for me, short of trying to get shopping, I mean, the whole experience of trying to do that at the beginning was really frustrating around having sight loss. But for me, the big thing that was actually being able to just go back out and do that all independently. I've almost become too comfortable with being at home and just doing my own little thing and not have to worry about catching a bus or being somewhere by a particular time because I've been able to do it all through the computer or the telephone. So, yeah, I think it's this other part now of going back out again into the real world of people.
Anita Davis, Locality Manager for Sightlife, here on RNIB Connect Radio.